You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Every week, I, John Wall, will bring you the latest gaming impressions, news, and industry happenings delivered to you in under 15 minutes to fit your busy life. On today's episode, we'll be talking about my top recommendations for new Game Pass subscribers. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, you can take a moment and do so. I would appreciate it. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. And you can find the show and join in on the conversation by finding us on Twitter, Threads, or Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every week I start off the show with some positive vibes, a special shout out to somebody in an attempt to make the gaming space a little bit more welcoming and spread a little joy. And this week's positive vibes are actually a funny story. So this past weekend, my kid went with some friends to a local convention, gaming, anime, you know, that sort of thing. And I had heard that Carlos Ferro, the voice of Dom in the Gears of War games, was going to be there. My wife and I are huge fans of the series, so I told him, I said, if you see him there and if he's doing autographs, let me know and I'll forward you some money to pick one up. So on Saturday, my wife and I are out running some errands, and we're pulling into the grocery store parking lot when I get a call for my kid. And I put it on speaker, and he says, hold on 1 second. And a few seconds later, this booming voice comes on the phone and yells, what's up, bitches? It's Dom. And my wife and I just stare at each other in disbelief. It turns out that when he was getting the autograph, my kid told him that it was for his parents, and Carlos insisted on giving us a call to say hi and to shout out some classic Gears catchphrases. I gotta tell you that that absolutely made my entire weekend. That was so much fun. So this week's positive vibes go out to Carlos Ferro for being a total class act. Thanks, man. So this week, players around the world are finally getting their hands on Starfield. Reviews are going up this morning, and the game will unlock for those with early access later this evening. And I'm going to have my initial impressions next week during our special 50th episode. This game is the biggest system seller that Microsoft has had in many years. So I think we're going to be seeing quite a few new Series S and X owners all of a sudden, as well as new Game Pass subscribers in the coming weeks. So I thought this is a good time to share some recommendations for my favorite games available on Game Pass. There are so many games on there that it's hard to know where to start, especially if you're new to the service. So let me help with these picks that I think you're going to really enjoy. And I'm going to start with what is one of my favorite series of all time, Gears of War. The original trilogy was a landmark event on the Xbox 360. And I think that Gears 4 and 5 are, despite, you know, getting really good reviews, are some of the most criminally underrated games of the last several years. And you can get the entire saga right now on Game Pass. In addition to the first five games in the series, you can play Gears of War Ultimate Edition, which remasters that first game. Gears of War Judgment, which is a pretty solid side story developed by People Can Fly. And Gears Tactics, which I had quite a bit of fun with, despite not really being much of a tactics guy. They're all here, and if you've never jumped into this world before, now is the chance to start hacking locusts into bloody bits. Next on the list is one of my favorite games of all time, the narrative adventure game Firewatch from developer Campo Santo. Rest in peace, Campo Santo. The game follows Henry, a man who leaves his life behind and becomes a ranger in the middle of the Wyoming wilderness, with his only company being Delilah, a fellow ranger in a nearby tower who you communicate with using your walkie-talkie. The pair keep an eye on the forest looking for fires in the middle of a particularly dry and hot summer, and they stumble on a mystery that they're going to try and unravel together. The conversations between the two are some of the best written and acted performances that I've maybe ever seen in a game. And the story touches on themes that, especially at the time that it came out, several years ago now, weren't often covered in video games. It is a really, really special story, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. Next is Psychonauts 2. This long in development sequel to the cult classic Double Fine game is one of the best platformers I've ever played outside of Nintendo's. Great characters, fun story, and more imagination crammed into its levels than I've seen in a long, long time. The action and the controls are tight and fun, and there's a bunch of collectibles to find. And it's got an original song by Jack Black, who plays one of the characters in the game. So that's pretty awesome. It's just top to bottom a home run. And after you play it, which you really need to do, then you should go watch the really fantastic making of documentary that's on Double Fine's YouTube channel, which will give you an even bigger appreciation for what went into this game. If you played and loved Pikmin 4 recently, then you need to hop onto Game Pass and download Tinykin, which came out last year and evolved the Pikmin formula in new and imaginative ways. It's very similar in premise. You need to piece together, you know, the parts of your ship by finding the pieces with the help of these cute little creatures that populate the area. And yeah, you know, it sounds like it could be, you know, a ripoff of Pikmin, but the original style of the game, the art, the unique powers and abilities of the Tinykin, and the fact that the entire game takes place inside of a home make it feel very original and clever despite that familiar groundwork. You know, one level takes place in a huge kitchen, another in a bathroom, and so on. This twist makes it fun to explore these oversized worlds, and it kept me interested enough to 100% the game, which is something I rarely do these days. If you've been listening to podcasts, my podcasts, for a while, then this next pick isn't going to surprise you. But I'm not going to stop preaching the gospel of Quantum Break until the game gets the recognition that it deserves. The game got a bad break, being a showcase for the Xbox One's integration of gaming and television. We all know how that turned out. But don't let that unfortunate timing keep you from playing what is an excellent action shooter. The game features great action set pieces, a really, really well done time travel story. And yes, I actually enjoyed the live action interludes that flesh out some of the characters of the game. Remedy has been on a roll lately with Control and the upcoming Alan Wake 2, which looks fantastic. So jump back into your Game Pass catalog and see why I've been raving about this game for years. And finally, if you are joining Game Pass because of Starfield, then you've got a great opportunity to check out the games that turned Bethesda into one of the most renowned publishers in the industry. And they're pretty much all there. Doom, Dishonored, Prey, Fallout, The Evil Within, Quake, Elder Scrolls, and of course, one of my personal favorites, Wolfenstein. So if you haven't kept up with Bethesda's releases, now is the perfect chance. And Hi-Fi Rush. Play Hi-Fi Rush. Years ago this week, I was bringing Charlie to school for kindergarten orientation. I remember walking this tiny little person with this giant, great big backpack across the field into school for the first time, and I was probably just as nervous as he was. Well, this week, he starts his sophomore year of high school. Where the hell did time go? He's learning to drive. He's talking about getting a job next summer. And very soon we're going to be taking a serious look at college. I'm not doing okay. I'm not okay with this. I love seeing this part of his growing up. He's finding his identity and discovering what he wants to do with his life, and he's making friends that he'll probably have all of his life, and he's becoming independent. And that's great and awful. It feels like a timer has started. When they're little, it feels like you have all the time in the world to do things, go places, make memories. And now the clock's ticking. I mean, how much time do I have left for family vacations, weekend getaways, family movie nights? Not a lot. Not a whole lot. It's not that I'm going to stop, you know, I'm not going to stop being a parent when he turns 18, but he won't need me all the time. And that does make me kind of sad. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. Don't forget, you can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And tune in next week for our very special 50th episode. I'm going to be talking about Starfield and doing a special prize giveaway to say thank you to all of you for your support. So don't miss that. And you can follow the show on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So until next time, be well and keep playing.